Inside WVU.
West Virginia University officials understand that enterprising research can drive the economy. And thanks to $16 million in recent appropriations from the federal government, WVU Vice President for Research and Economic Development, Kurt Peterson, says new projects in health sciences, forensics, materials science, and fuel emissions can now get underway.
We use it primarily to start up new programs and to get them initiated over a 3 or 4 year period until we can sustain them with other sources of funding. So it's an excellent way to initiate new programs that otherwise might not have a source of funding or might not initially be competitive for funding.
That $16 million is just a beginning. Dr. Peterson is encouraging professors and scientists across the university to apply for grants and funding from the recently approved American Recovery and Reinvestment Act.
This research is like a shovel-ready project. We can immediately start using it. We can immediately put it back into the economy by purchasing supplies and goods, by purchasing equipment, by hiring people to work on the research project. So it's an excellent way to stimulate the economy.
As NBC Nightly News reported this week, Morgantown, with WVU and its research arm as a primary economic engine, is remaining a strong economic example to the rest of the nation. WVU thanks Senator Robert C. Byrd and other state congressional leaders for keeping research and development high on their priority list. I'm Sean Falkenstein, and this is West Virginia University.